This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. It's that time of the year when Handel's Messiah pops up all over the city, radio stations present all Bach marathons, and Between the Keys devotes 1 hour to that other great Baroque composer born in 1685. That's none other than Domenico Scarlatti. We have some delightful music and great performances coming your way, starting off with a pianist who probably canceled more concerts than he ever actually played. This is Arturo Benedetti Michelangeli playing the Scarlatti Sonata in D major, Kirkpatrick number 29.
Thank you.
Scarlatti's Sonata in D Major, Kirkpatrick No. 29, Arturo Benedetti Michelangeli. That was from a performance live in Arezzo on February 12th, 1952. I do not remember which New York Times critic exactly claimed that the Scarlatti playing of Vladimir Horowitz was both the delight and the despair of every pianist. I really like that quote. Anyway, here is the C minor sonata, Kirkpatrick number 303, Vladimir Horowitz.
Thank you.
the great Vladimir Horowitz playing a sonata by Scarlatti in C minor, Kirkpatrick number 303. The Kirkpatrick numbers that I refer to, or the K number, whatever you want to call it, that refers to Ralph Kirkpatrick's catalog of the Scarlatti sonatas, just so you know what the reference is. Here is a sonata that's full of scales and cascading runs, and it's really quite charming. It's in the key of F minor, and it features the pianist Carlo Grante. Let's listen. The sonata in F minor, K467, by Scarlatti. The pianist was Carlo Grante, who is well on his way toward completing a recorded cycle that encompasses Scarlatti's complete keyboard sonatas on the piano. So far as I know, he's the first pianist to record all of them. Norman Dellagioia used Scarlatti's famous sonata in E major as the basis for an original piece that pays homage to Scarlatti. So let's hear that piece right now with pianist Deborah Torek. Thank you. Deborah Torok performing a piece by Norman Della Gioia that is called Salute to Scarlatti. And we are saluting Scarlatti this hour on Between the Keys. Here is a Scarlatti sonata in C major. It opens up gently, but then it gradually charts virtuoso territory. We're going to hear it performed by a former Between the Keys guest, Claire Wangsi. Was pianist Claire Wangsi performing the C major sonata K513 by Domenico Scarlatti. I really love the almost cartoonish downward runs that dominate throughout this next sonata that we're going to hear. It's a really wonderful sonata, I think. It's in the key of A minor, and it has the Kirkpatrick number 3. And the pianist is Dejan Lazic. Thank you. pianist Dejan Lazic performing the A minor sonata K3, Kirkpatrick No. 3 by Scarlatti. Here's a relatively familiar Scarlatti sonata, the one in G major, Kirkpatrick No. 455. We are going to hear it with the pianist Yuja Wang. Yuja Wang performing the G major sonata by Scarlatti, K455. This very sonata provided the basis for a composition by the pianist Raymond Lewenthal that is titled Toccata After Scarlatti. And Raymond Lewenthal recorded this in the mid-1950s. We're going to hear that piece and that recording right now. Thank you. I say that's a pretty demented composition, a toccata based on Scarlatti's music. The composer and the pianist was Raymond Lewenthal. And you are listening to our annual All Scarlatti celebration on Between the Keys. My name is Jed Distler. The next sonata is another one in G major, but it is very lyrical and wistful. And the performance that I've selected, I think, really sings and is really eloquent, and it features the pianist Sonia Rubinsky.
Thank you.
Sonia Rubinsky at the piano, playing Scarlatti's Sonata in G Major, Kirkpatrick number 144. Let's go back 116 years to 1903, and a pianist who was a pupil of Clara Schumann, a friend of Johannes Brahms, and a real fireball of a Scarlatti player. Her name is Ilona Eibenschütz. We're going to hear two Scarlatti sonatas. Scarlatti sonatas, one in E major and one in G major. And what amazingly fast fingerwork we heard. That was Ilona Eibenschütz, who lived from 1873 until 1967. And those recordings date from 1903. That's 116 years ago. My goodness. We now have pianist Dubravka Tomšík playing Scarlatti's Sonata in B flat, Kirkpatrick number 551. Thank you. That was Dubrovka Tomšik. We heard Scarlatti's Sonata in B-flat, K551. It just occurred to me that we have not had yet on this program a harpsichord recording. So let's hear the great 20th century harpsichord pioneer Wanda Landowska playing the G minor Sonata, K234. A recording by Wanda Landowska, who was one of the 20th century's pioneering harpsichordists. That was the G minor Sonata, Kirkpatrick No. 234 by Domenico Scarlatti. Although the Russian pianist Emil Gilels approached Scarlatti from, let's say, kind of a romantic perspective, I think his playing is so beautiful and expressive and heartfelt that all you can do is check your preconceptions of style at the door and simply listen and just open up to this beautiful playing of the D minor Sonata K430, Emil Gilels. Thank you. What beautiful, beautiful piano playing. That was Emil Gilels with Scarlatti's D minor sonata K430. Here is a joyous live performance that I just received of the D major sonata Kirkpatrick number 430. This comes from a very recent concert given by Alberto Reyes, who was a former guest on Between the Keys, and he played this sonata as an encore at his recent London recital. A live performance of Scarlatti's D major sonata, K430. That was pianist Alberto Reyes, who actually has been a guest on Between the Keys before, and I'm so happy that Alberto gave me permission to broadcast this live performance. Thank you so much, Alberto, and I hope to have you back on the show soon. Here's another homage to Scarlatti, and this one features the composer at the piano, who also happens to be a recent guest on this program, Marc-André Hamelin.
Thank you.
That was Marc-André Hamelin playing his own Etude No. 6 titled Omaggio a Domenico Scarlatti. Boy, that is great fun. And here is another recording that is great fun, pure delight, and I bet Scarlatti would have loved it. It's The Well-Tempered Synthesizer. Scarlatti's E major sonata K531 in an electronic realization by Wendy Carlos. In fact, this past year marked the 50th anniversary of Wendy Carlos's pathbreaking synthesizer release Switched on Bach, and that Scarlatti sonata came from her follow-up release the next year, which is called Well-Tempered Synthesizer. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and we've been having our annual holiday episode devoted to the genius of Domenico Scarlatti, a veritable Scarlatti smorgasbord. I've got to get going because there's a show right after this, but I hope we will be together next week at this time, which will be Christmas Day night, for Between the Keys, which is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. In the meantime, I hope you will continue having a safe and a happy and joyous and loving holiday season. Be well.